From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. What do Jesse Eisenberg, Julia Roberts, and Naomi Campbell have in common? They've all worked with a man known as the voice coach to the stars. Sam Schwa died of lymphoma last week on Long Island at the age of 57. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance of a coach whose clients also included music stars, including Shakira and Jon Bon Jovi. Shakira's from Colombia, and when she decided she wanted a crossover audience, she knew she had to Americanize her voice. So she went to Sam Schwa. Schwa helped Andie MacDowell lose her southern accent, and he taught Willem Dafoe to talk like a Transylvanian.
We were together in the night, and then she left me.
In 1996, Schwa was asked on All Things Considered how he was at teaching Eastern European accents.
Fairly good. Some of the things that you have to do.
Like switching out G's at the end of words, so...
it becomes a K. So instead of shopping bag, it becomes shopping bag.
Sound substitution was key to Schwa's methods. His wife Susan said today he started as a speech pathologist.
Fixing people who couldn't speak because they had a lisp or a stutter or a voice problem or had a stroke.
But about 30 years ago, Schwa helped a young executive with a strong Spanish accent. His bosses worried it would hold him back. Since then, Susan Schwa said he worked with thousands of clients who felt their voices did not match their images.
A man with a higher voice who always lived in fear of speaking because people would think he was a woman. People who were paralyzed with stage fright. Philip Roth is one, and he would help him before his book tours.
And actors, too many to name. Patrick Stewart, Kate Hudson, Leonardo DiCaprio. One favorite, Robert De Niro.
Ooh, I got the all over fidgets on that one. You're really shaking me up. I'm shivering all over.
De Niro and Schwa listened to hundreds of tapes of prisoners talking while developing an accent for his character in Cape Fear. Eventually, they found an Appalachian who'd committed an awful, bloody crime. In an earlier NPR interview, Schwa said incorporating his speech patterns into De Niro's New Yorkese involved painstaking work on every sound he made in the script.
And we had spontaneous conversations with it, and he made phone calls to department stores asking them for information with this accent. Little did they know who they were talking to on the phone.
Months of work, then daily sessions on set during a long shoot in Florida.
Are you my friend?
No, I'm not your friend.
Oh, because I thought maybe you were my friend, because I like to plan my comings and goings with friends. But if you're not my friend, you're planning my comings and goings, I'd call that presumptuous. In fact, I'd call it downright rude, because I ain't your porch baby, buddy.
Gee golly gosh, I sure am sorry I offended you, you white trash.
For that role, De Niro got an Oscar nomination.
Did you see the Magazine of Art review?
And Marcia Gay Harden won one after Schwa schooled her in speaking like Brooklyn-born artist Lee Krasner in the movie Pollock.
Now, he says, an impregnable language of image, beautiful and subtle patterns of pure form.
Sam Schwa, a Brooklyn boy himself, said it's easy to find accents charming if your own doesn't make other people look down on you. And he said you can't ever completely shake an accent. Go back to the neighborhood. The muscles in your mouth will tell you when you're home. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.